we're here for another episode of Style and Conversation. And if you have been following the podcast, you know I've been doing a series titled, Oh, You Fancy, Huh? Where we're talking about hair, skin, nails, everything that makes ladies feel beautiful, right? And the joy of getting ready and just showing our femininity to the world. But this is a very special episode. We have Crystal here with us. She is the founder of Andrell's Natural Skincare. And why this is so important to me, because this is a Black woman-owned skincare. Another thing, if you've been paying attention to the podcast, you know that I am all about rooting for everybody Black, and nothing has changed. And I wanted to get her on because she just relaunched her skincare line. So we are going to jump in and just give her the opportunity to tell everyone about herself, about her skincare line, and why you need Andrell's skincare line. So Crystal, say hello to everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your beautiful platform. I appreciate it.
Crystal Burrell is a distinguished clinical herbalist and licensed cosmetologist. Celebrated for her exceptional all-natural skincare line, Andrell's Natural Skincare. Established in 2014, Andrell's Natural Skincare is the result of Crystal's passion for creating effective, minimal ingredient products. Before officially launching her brand, Crystal spent 7 years perfecting her formulations and generously sharing them with others. Her dedication to quality and purity has not gone unnoticed. Andrell's Natural Skincare has been featured in prestigious publications such as Vogue UK, Glamour UK, and Elle UK, as well as numerous smaller national outlets. Crystal single-handedly crafts each product and manages all aspects of her business, embodying a commitment to excellence that has garnered a devoted cult following. Her customers swear by the remarkable results they achieve with her meticulously crafted natural skincare solutions. You can find Crystal at Crystal Burrell across all social media platforms and shop her skincare line at www.shopandrells.com. To the podcast, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's always weird hearing somebody read about you.
I know, right? When you start hearing your accolades, you're like, that's me. I did all that. And you're, and you're just getting started.
Right.
Okay, so tell us about your background and how Andrell's Natural Skincare came to be.
Okay, so my background is definitely in beauty for the last over 15 years now, but I say professionally, you know, because we always started somewhere very young. Of course, I've been doing hair and things since I was little, you know, a kid growing up. Having a single father parent household, he didn't know how to comb hair. So I started doing hair very young. And then we kind of just grew from there. Yeah. But Andrell's, I first started honestly making skincare products before I even started doing professional makeup. I never was a makeup girl. To say I'm a makeup artist and a hairstylist, I never really was a makeup girl. But even before that, I always had a passion for skincare.
Okay.
And so in 2007, I started making my own skincare products. And, you know, I wasn't on a high horse of being like, oh, you know, we should use natural ingredients and things like that. That's not why I launched a natural skincare line. Honestly, it's because I'm not a chemist. So I can't formulate, you know what I mean? Like
your honesty there.
Yeah. You know,
you used what you had and made it great. Okay.
Exactly. Because of course, I didn't want to blow anything up trying to formulate things with things I can't even pronounce. So I started making some minimal ingredient, just cleansers. And that's really where it started, with just a cleanser. And I would just give it away at work. Like, I worked in the law field for a very long time, pretty much all my life until I became full time, just an entrepreneur. But they had summer workers, you know, things like that in the courthouse. And usually your teenagers have really reactive skin. And I remember one guy was there and he had like full acne in his face. I mean, you know, he's light skinned, so it's like very red, and he was self-conscious. I gave him literally just a cleanser, and within 2 weeks his face was clear, like gone. And so eventually, of course, I started giving other people. They were like, oh, make me some, you know, whatever. And I was giving away product for like 7 years. Like, I didn't charge a dime. I was seriously just, yes, giving product away. There was another coworker of mine. She had like very sensitive peeling skin. I forgot what the actual term was for her, but you know, she had medications from dermatologists and things like that. I gave her one of my cleansers, and I kid you not, I've never been, you know, because you know me a little personally. Like, yeah. I'm not a liar.
No, you're going to tell the truth.
Don't work. I'm very authentic. I, you know, it is what it is. But she went into the restroom. We had private restrooms, thank God. But she went into the restroom and washed her face with it and came out. And one of the coworkers was like, oh, did you put makeup on? And she was like, no. She's like, I just washed my face. It calmed her skin so much that the redness and the patchiness literally made it look like she had even skin. And so from there, you know, people were like, you probably should sell this. And I was just like, eh, I don't know. And I kind of tumbled into doing makeup around 2009. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't launch Andrell's until 2014. So it was like 5 years of me being a professional artist. Something told me to just go ahead and launch it now, you know, because at the time, honestly, I don't think I would have had the response that I did after being like a beauty professional for 5 years. We'll leave it off. It's no big deal. But after being, a beauty professional for 5 years, I was able to build clientele and build trust with my clients. So it was an easy transition into selling someone, okay, hey, I have a product that can work for you, you know? Right. And I'm seeing people in their barest state because I do makeup. So, of course, you're coming to me with nothing on. So it just kind of was a really easy flow. And, you know, in hindsight, you see how, you know, God put things in order for you. If I would have launched it in 2007, I probably wouldn't have been as successful as launching it in 2014 once I had 5 years of trust from numerous clients. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I honestly, as you were telling me about the results that your colleagues were getting, I'm thinking like, girl, you had magic in a bottle. Why not launch it? But it's all about divine order. And I do think timing is everything. And I think what I'm hearing you say is what subconsciously you were actually preparing yourself for the launch and for success and to have that clientele, have that trust, and just by word of mouth, because you built those relationships and they trust you. So I really like that part of your story. So what was it when you finally were about to launch in 2014, what nudge was it where you were like, all right, I'm gonna do this. Like, I'm confident I got this, I can do this.
It was the fact that I would see women all the time complaining about their skin. And they're like, I'm trying this, I'm trying that. And honestly, at that time, like I said, I was making it, but I wasn't selling it. And I kind of fell off of making it. So I just was like, I have all these customers, all these clients that are, you know, complaining about their skin. They want, you know, something to work. They're trying everything. They have prescriptions, this and that. And I was like, I could actually just make something. I could be selling my line because I know my stuff give results. Like, again, I'm literally giving it away. So I was delivering results without profit for years. Of course I could make you something that'll work. And then the people are going to be on some, well, yeah, I'm going to, you know, trust your word and buy it. And so it just happened to work out perfectly. And at the time, of course, I had my own makeup studio. So I had a space where I could house it and, you know, all of that. And so it was just an easy transition from in my chair to, oh, let me pull this off the shelf. Oh, you need that? Let me pull that off. You know, so it just worked.
I'm really blown away by your story and then just how you got to even launching, just to even the gap. Because looking at your bio, when you send it over, I'm thinking, oh, she launched in 2014. But I also was reading further and I'm thinking she spent so many years perfecting these formulations. And we're going to touch on that, too. So I want to ask you, having experienced the adversity of having to pause your business for a moment, what motivates you? Like, what is your why behind giving the world Andrell's again? Because you're so talented. I know you. I'm sure there's so many other things you could. I'm sure there's things you're doing now that you'll tell us about later on in the episode. But I'm curious, and this is not at all me saying don't do it, because, girl, when I tell you I was heartbroken. When I was like, this is the only eye cream that I've been using. And so, it was the first eye cream that I used. I had been using it for a few years. And I was like, what am I going to do now? Like, So yeah, I'm just curious, like, what is your why? What is your motivating factor?
But you know what you said is my why. The fact that it gave the results and people were like, where is it? And not saying, you know, I brought it back just because the people were like, where is it? It's because of the results that people are questioning. Girl, right. When are you bringing this back? Like, what is happening and what do we need to do to get it there? You know, so for me, that is my why. Like, the results I know I can bring, the confidence I know I can bring, because the reality of it is, and clearly with the beginning of my story, you know, it is what it is. I will do this for free. Like, obviously, you know, and it's the same with doing makeup, you know, as well. Like, I will do makeup for free. Like, I love it that much. I will do skincare for free because I love it. And I have. So, you know, that's my why. The fact that I know I make a great product, I know it gives results, and I know, you know, my customers are looking for it because it is something that people can use and feel good about, as well as have the results that they want in the process too. You know what I mean? Right. So that's basically what you said is my why. You were like, this is my, like, this works for me. I want it back. And I'm like, why would I not return that to people who finally found something that they know they love?
Yes, because as consumers in general, but especially women with our cosmetics and our beauty products, when you find a product that works and it makes you, it boosts your confidence, because even when you were telling the story about your colleague who had the issues with like the patchiness on her skin, after she washed her face, and I'm sure receiving that compliment tremendously boosted her confidence and her self-esteem. So yeah, as a woman, when you have a blush get discontinued, or like, you know, or like the eye cream, you can't get it. It really makes a difference. So that shows how much you care. I want to talk about the formulations, because you said something that I thought was really important, and I want to expand on that when you were talking about how you got started. You made a note, you said, I'm not a chemist, so I was using what I had. And so I think that's important, because I'm a firm believer, and I have this from experience, when God puts something in you, a lot of times I think we can pause, and it seems like you did it in this case. We can pause and think, well, I don't have this. I don't have that. How am I going to get started? How am I going to whatever? And you didn't do that. You didn't allow the fact that you weren't a chemist by trade to limit you. Instead, you use what you had. And I'm also a big believer that he'll send us the resources and the people to help us along the way. And within that, you were able to make things that really work for people. So can you talk to me about your, you wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So can you talk to me about how you came about figuring out the right ingredients,
the right
formulas that work together to create these things?
Absolutely. I am so I'm such a doer and not a thinker. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, but I'm a very logical person. So I'm a person that, you know, if it makes sense, it makes sense. You know, I'm a problem solver by, you know, default. Like, that's what I do. So when I come up with formulations for my products, it's always based on what ingredient is going to make this do what I want it to do. So first I figure out what I want the product to do. And then I say, okay, so what ingredients is going to get it to do that? Okay. And then I formulate based on that. So for example, for the eye cream, you know, I want this eye cream to do XYZ. So I want it to help with fine lines, puffiness, discoloration, dark circles. Bet.
Right.
Hydration. Cool. Okay. What ingredients is going to get me to do this, 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 and this? And I basically put them together. That's how I make it. You know, I don't put a lot of thought into it. And if you notice, you know, as someone who has used the line, my ingredient list is very short. It's not very long. I don't use the scientific names and all of that because I want people to know what's in it. I want them to understand what's in it because, you know, allergies.
Yes.
Right? I mean, because it is pretty much plant-based. So people are allergic to plants, like a lot of different, you know, foods and things. And you have to know what's in your product. So for that reason, and I'm going to be honest, like herbalism is not highly regulated. So I don't have to. I really don't, you know, but I do because I understand people have, you know, sensitivities at minimum to certain things, you know? And so with that, that's why I list everything on there, but I keep it very minimal. I keep it very simple. And usually I'll do my research. I'll figure out, like, for my dark spot serum, you know, I do my research. I figure out what, you know, natural ingredients helps with hyperpigmentation. And I literally will take, like, each individual ingredient in that serum helps with hyperpigmentation. And then I put together almost like a powerhouse of ingredients. That's why it works so well. You know, like, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna take this one ingredient and have some fillers. I don't do fillers, I don't do fragrance, right. I don't do, like, if it's in there, it's in there for a reason.
Yeah. Because fragrance is just so, it's not great for your skin, not the skin on your face specifically in general. And I'm glad you touched on that. And then with hyperpigmentation, it's such, I've dealt with it. So it's such a big thing for Black, you know, we're both bright. So,
you and know, I'm way bright. So,
yes. Yeah. Like, you look, Jiffy cornbread color, like, you get, look, you get a pimple and it can, like, it's not just a pimple that goes away, you know? And so many Black women deal with that. And then another thing I like that you said, that you all, I trust her because I've used her products, but I want them to know I'm picking up on these things and I want to highlight them for the listeners to know that you know what you're talking about and the products work. I had my esthetician on an episode about, like, maybe 2-3 episodes ago. And one of the things she talked about is, she encourages her clients, like, she doesn't tell them, okay, you need to throw all these things away, but she does encourage them to use lines together. Like, if you're going to use a certain, like, niacinamide, use their toner or whatever that they have that goes with it, because the chemist makes these things to go together. And I love how in your case, you mentioned that all of these products will help with hyperpigmentation. So they complement each other. And so I just wanted to highlight that for you, because I know you're bomb, but I want the listeners to really pay attention to that. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, to really credit to your products and the integrity and just that they actually really do work, you've been featured in some major publications like Glamour UK, Vogue UK, Elle UK. This is not a small feat. So, you know, I have friends that are in PR and they work really hard to get their clients in these types of publications. So I want to give you your flowers,
Thank you, number one.
And second, I want to ask you, you know, how did that feel being featured in these publications? And can you tell us about the ways that that affected your business in positive ways?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So it feels amazing still to this day. And it's been years since that happened. I think that happened back in, I want to say maybe 2016, 17-ish, somewhere around that time. So I was still pretty new. You know, for the moment, I believe it was then. I can't say for sure. Definitely before 2020. So, you know, we're on pandemic brain now, like how we do with Katrina. Before Katrina, after Katrina, before pandemic.
Yes.
So pre-COVID. Yeah. So somewhere between 14 and 20. But no, I really believe it was like about 2016, 2017-ish. Around that time when I was featured. And it's so interesting because I always think it's funny that I was featured in UK versus US. And I'm not even from there. Like, how did that even happen? I still, till this day, am like, it's so random how they came across me. I want to say it was Glamour first. But so how it works is Glamour caught me first. And I believe the lady saw me on Instagram. I, till this day, still have barely 5,000 followers. Like, girl, whatever. You know, so that is to say, just as a note, follower count, that doesn't negate your success at all.
Yes.
Like, at all.
Very
true. Had my highest grossing year was, I think, 2020. During the pandemic, I was making six figures with 5,000 followers. Like, it's, don't let that deter you. Just to put that point out there. Okay. Because what's for you is for you. So the thing is, of course, there's powerhouses with these publications. So when you have one, they kind of trickle around the other ones. So they're all under the same umbrella, which I believe was Hearst, if I'm not mistaken, was the house. And so they have Glamour and Vogue and Elle. So it's, you know, it's kind of like that. Or if they did, I think they all were under Hearst, if I'm not mistaken. So that's usually how it works. It's like if Estee Lauder saw you through one of their brands, and they have like 30 other brands. One brand will see you, and then the other brand could possibly see, you know, so.
Okay.
It's like a trickle-down effect. So that's how I was able to be featured in multiples. But the fact that I even got noticed in the first place is still like, I don't, girl, look, God brought it. That's all I got. I couldn't tell you.
I love that. That, and I'm glad that you touched on that in terms of like your follower count, because it really doesn't make a difference. I mean, you know, I know that there are certain brands and companies that ask that question and they pay attention to that, but in terms of not letting it limit you, like, you never know who could be your, you could be one post, one story away from those features.
You could, you know, like, there's somebody just needs to tag you on the right post, and you can absolutely go up from that. I mean, we see it all the time. We see people go viral all the time off of just a mention. So it really could happen just that simply.
Listen. So I wanted to ask you, as consumers, but specifically as Black consumers, one thing that has happened frequently for us is that we've seen some of our brands that we love either have a change in the guard in terms of ownership. And this is all for the purpose of being able to scale your business.
Right.
And, you know, for a lot of, this may not be the goal for every business owner. I'm not saying that it has to be or anything of that nature. But ultimately, if you are trying to get to a certain revenue level or just certain level of success, whatever that looks like for you, that can happen, especially as your brand gains notoriety, which we're manifesting that yours will.
Yes.
So with that being said, have you been able to think about with your relaunch, the possibility of you, you know, scaling, being acquired? And if so, what are some of the things, because I know you're very passionate about the ingredients behind your products and you're very intentional with that. Have you been able to give any thought behind some of the things that you are absolutely like, I will not compromise the integrity of this?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. So basically, I actually thought about the scaling portion of it because my dad is very, very business oriented and he thinks ahead a lot. When I first launched Andrell's and he saw the success of it within the first year, he was like, you want to sell this to Maybelline or something? He was like, do you want to just go?
Yes.
You know, and I was like, whoa.
I like that.
Yeah, like, and this was early on. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, he said, but think about it, you know, and you go through that thought process. So I've been thinking about it even since then, what I will want that to look like for me. So, but to answer specifically, have I thought about it since the relaunch? No, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And that's only because Jessica hit me up very, very, very soon or quickly after the relaunch. So I haven't even had time to think past, let me just get these products out for these people. But, you know, and I appreciate the fact that you, you know, appreciate my line so much that you were like, girl, let's talk about it.
Like, you know, I do. I was like, I got to get you on. Like, let's boost this. Let's let these people know that it's back in the world.
For the timeline, I relaunched Monday.
Yes. And we're recording. This is Thursday. It's going to air.
So I was just like, oh, perfect. Absolutely. Do I want to talk? Yes, let's get it. But how... the thing is this, and as somebody that worked in the court legal system for many years, I know everything boils down to what you have on paper. As long if it makes sense for my brand, if it makes sense for the integrity of my line, I'll absolutely be willing to sell. Absolutely. I'll be stupid not to. Y'all can see, you know, people could call it what they want. They could say, oh, you're selling the product out, da da da. Sweetheart, let me tell you something. The way I want peace of mind and to live a soft life.
And I respect that, as you should.
Yeah, absolutely. Because for people to think that Black women have to continue to be workhorses for the rest of their lives, for what?
And we don't.
I'm not doing it. So with that being said, I can still, because I do feel like there's a way you can do both, but it's all about what you're willing to not bend on. And I'm not willing to bend on a ton of fillers. I'm not willing, like, I'm not doing it, you know, because you can't tell if I can, if I myself can sustain this business Mm-hmm. Let it make six figures, making everything by hand and doing my entire business solo. I mean, when I say I do everything, I do the logistics, I do the packaging, I do the shipping, I do the pouring, I make my own labels, you know? Like, so if I could sustain it for myself and keep the integrity of the product, I'm pretty certain these people who have a shit ton of money and a whole lot of resources can do the same. Like, I don't see why I would have to, why do I have to add or compromise? Like, oh, well, to make it in bulk, we have to do, we'll find a different way. Like, you know, figure it out, but you can figure it out. Like, I don't believe it can't be done. So, and with the fact of me having such a simple line, I do believe is a way that I can keep things exactly the same as far as formulation, just in higher quantity. I don't see what the difference would be or what the problem would be. But of course, I wouldn't know that until I had that conversation. So we're at the table, you know, because they'll have to explain it to me. Like, okay, well, tell me why this can't be. And you know, I am the type of person who, if I ask you a question, I want the answer to my question. You can't talk around me. So I'm not one of those people that you could just throw words at me. And if I don't understand something, I'm gonna say it. Like, okay, well, I don't understand what you're saying. So tell it to me like I'm five. Yeah. If I have to say it like that, that's fine too. I don't fear looking ignorant, because I am ignorant to the fact that I don't know what you're telling me right now. And I'm not about to sign anything, of course, because working
in this, I don't know,
for 15 years, understand. I'm like, yeah, of course not. If I don't understand, I don't understand it, you know? So I don't see how I can't. And I understand there's people who do sell and there's companies who do sell and people say, you know, oh, well, the formulation is different. This doesn't work the same. Could be, could not be. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But for me, I do believe it can be done the same way. I also feel like, too, we have to keep in mind that the brand is extremely powerful, like extremely. So if we've been fed or have seen, you know, where when someone goes mainstream in a sense or someone sells to a big brand, it's like, oh, well, you know, the formulation gonna change. If you already believe it, you're looking for it. And guess what your brain gonna tell you? That formulation has changed.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I like that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do believe that's true. And I think if you go into it with a negative mindset, it will be that. But I think the whole purpose is, as a consumer and just as Black people, we just need to support each other. It is what it is. Especially as Black women, when you see a Black woman that has invested time, equity, efforts, her passion into products, give it a chance. And, you know, and before you just jump ship and think that somebody has switched up, because ultimately, like you said, at the end of the day, we don't have to continue to be workhorses. We deserve to have a soft life, especially you paid your dues. You were giving away skincare for years.
Thank you. And most of us have. But, you know, also with that to say, too, like, unless the product has given you, like, some real adverse reaction, like, if it really isn't the same, then you know for sure, absolutely understandable. To not support based on the fact you feel like they sold out is crazy. Because nine times out of ten, they probably still got part ownership of that brand. You're still, so that if you're taking that money out their pocket, you're not giving it to the white man or whoever you think you're giving it to, you know. You're still taking a portion out of their pocket. You're taking their money from as well, because I can guarantee you this: if I scale and a big brand happens to acquire mine, I'm absolutely going to still get a percentage of this brand. Like, there's no way I'm not selling 100%. That'd be crazy.
As you should.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that, as you're saying that, that made me think about that. So one of my favorite Black female entrepreneurs is Beatrice Dixon. She founded the Honey Pot Company. And so there was a situation a few years ago, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think anything actually changed. Like, she had been blessed to the point where she was able to scale her business. But the problem is, like you said, people went into it with the mindset of, you sold out.
I remember the reactions, and it was
It's like, and the product is still banging. Like, what are you doing? And I remember I learned several things from her experience with that moment. But one of the things I really learned that I take in several situations, not just business, during her interview with the Breakfast Club, she said, you have to understand that some people's agenda was never to understand.
That's why.
And I bring that up to say, what you said about if you're going into it with the mindset of, ah, she sold out, she ain't for us, then already off the rip, you're really not giving it a chance. And to take it a step further, the whole purpose of life is evolution. If you're not evolving, you're dying.
Hello.
So don't you think that this businesswoman who has poured so much into her business has the desire to evolve? And at some point, the product also has to evolve as well. And you just have to put your trust in the fact that the product has evolved into something better. Like you said, unless it's giving you some adverse reaction and sent you to urgent care, give it a chance.
Yeah, like just try it. Like, because my thing is, if it worked so well for you before, what makes you think it's, I mean, you, they went into it like it was going to be something totally different. No, it's probably the exact same product. It's just made on a larger scale.
Yes. I was very disappointed in how people acted during that moment. Like,
and that's very, exactly how my brain went.
Very, very disappointed. So I want to ask you, with this relaunch, what can you share with us? What are you comfortable sharing with us about just the hurdles that you have been able to overcome? Because now, you know, you're on the other side of it. The demand is booming. Where are you comfortable? Because a lot of businesses experience like the supplier, manufacturer, logistics, like breakdown, all of that. So what are you comfortable sharing with us?
I mean, I'm comfortable sharing anything, so it's fine with me. But I can go look as far as y'all want. So wait, repeat the question again, because I think I missed it.
Yeah. So with you having the relaunch and having gotten through this season of having to pause the business due to like a breakdown and not being able to get supplies and, you know, all of those things, what are you comfortable sharing with us about your experience with that?
Look, the why? Also,
yes.
Look, simply put, honestly, I was spending more than I was making. So remember last year, because I only stopped it right under a year. We're probably right under the year mark. I think September is the year mark. So it hasn't been a full year yet. But last year, we were all financially struggling. I'm going to be honest. Right. Like the economy just was all over the place. We wasn't understanding why eggs were $10. Like it just didn't make sense. What is going on? And I think what happened was people started to, you know, prioritize what they're spending money on, because the fact that, you know, a trip to the grocery store was the same as going to a steakhouse was insane. What are we doing? Like, so during that time, I understood, don't get me wrong, I fully understood why sales dropped, because one, my products last flipping forever. I'm not gonna lie to you. They last a long time. I'm sure your eye cream probably
it lasted a while. Yeah,
tiny jar lasts so long.
It does,
because you use so little. So it could be one of those, like, okay, people have enough product to where they don't need to restock, but also people are trying to figure out financially where they stand, you know, and what's important to purchase and what's not. And on top of that, everything is going up. So everything is going up for everybody. It's not just, you know, you and your neighbor. Like, it's, you know, all of us. Like, even the, the entrepreneurs, the business owners, prices are going up on ingredients, packaging. My rent increased at my studio. My rent increased at my house. My, like, everything was, I mean, by hundreds. It's not like, oh, it's just a little 50, 20. Like, no, hundreds. You know, and so, of course, with all of that, it's like I'm shelling out more money than I'm making. Natural ingredients are not cheap. And it's just, that's just the economy we're in. And then on top of that, the packaging has been a nightmare since COVID. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, getting certain things in stock has been crazy. Like, to the point now that I'm realizing one of my bottles that I love to use, my large cleanser bottle, I pretty much have to switch it all together because they haven't had that bottle fully in stock since 2020. It is 2024. I don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know why this particular bottle is hard to find across multiple suppliers. It's not just one. So everybody's supplier is missing it, so they can't supply the suppliers. I don't know. But, you know, so it's little things like that. It's bottles, it's tops, like certain treatment pumps I can't find. Like, it's the weirdest thing. So now I'm having to revamp what I do. The good thing is, you know, I make my labels myself. So if I had to resize or something, it's not like I have like a ton of, say, this particular label for that particular bottle just sitting going to waste, because I can pretty much print and cut as I go if I need to, you know. So that's a plus for me. But the main reason of the pause was because money. That's just the end goal in bottom line. It was money. And like, because even the supply of the packaging, that caused a huge hiccup, but it really was the fact of just trying to keep things in order. And then what I did notice, because I haven't ordered things in almost a year, that prices has gone up even more when it comes back to order. And honestly, you know how some sites will give you, like, if you spend a certain amount, you'll get a discount of da da da, right?
Right.
The place where I order my ingredients from, it literally said the minimum. So they give you, like, if you spend a minimum, you'll get like a 5% discount. With 5%. So just make that clear. It's not a lot. The minimum went up to $1,000. I have to spend $1,000 just to get 5% discount. Like, I was never this high. I think it used to be like $500. Like, oh, you spend $500, you get a 5%, which is easy for me to spend. You know,
that's a big leap.
It's a huge leap, but it's also, and not to say that I'm, you know, fussing about, like, oh, you know, I have to spend, I'm probably gonna spend $1,000 anyway. No, but the point is, yeah, like, what is the purpose? Like, why are you making people spend $1,000 just to save 5% is less than taxes. Like, the tax is more than 5%. What is the purpose? So it's like things like that where you're sitting here like, okay, so I have to spend $1,000 to save $50. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? Why? It's crazy. But that just goes to show you how much prices have gone up, though, too, because it didn't take long for me to hit that $1,000.
Yeah.
It didn't take long at all.
And you know what? I appreciate you sharing that aspect of it, because as consumers, and we don't have access to all the ins and outs of what it takes just to get the product even in the mail to us.
Oh, absolutely.
So I really appreciate you sharing that with us. I want to pause because I have another good question to go up with that, but I want to talk about our sponsor for the first season. So our sponsor for the first season of Style and Conversation is a company called Vita Authority. So Vita Authority is a supplement and wellness brand that is targeted towards women. I'm holding the multi-collagen protein in my hands. I have been consuming this now for 3 years. This flavor is the Tropical Punch. And this is one of my favorite flavors. And I also have their Melt PM supplements. So these can be taken at night. Sometimes if I need just an extra sleep aid to help me calm my mind and sleep well. And then it also supports 4 keys to healthy weight loss, which include appetite control, sleep support, metabolism, and helping with those cravings. So I definitely make sure to keep this on deck as my, you know, during my womanly time of the month to help with cravings.
No, that's correct.
Yeah, because it's crazy. And for the collagen protein, I've significantly noticed a difference in the quality of my skin, my hair, my nails, also my energy, my joint support. You know, I'm someone, I have actually struggled with arthritis, some like mild arthritis in my knees since I was younger. And every now and then I will have a flare up and have pain, but it's been reduced significantly. Oh, yeah. And I honestly would say, like, this has helped with that. And so just to tell you all a little more about Vita Authority, at Vita Authority, we believe everyone should be able to take their health into their own hands. And we envision a future where health and nutrition products are found on counters in every single household. We pride ourselves on being an absolute authority when it comes to health and wellness supplements and set the standard on providing high quality, science-based, clean, tested, and proven products for every person from every walk of life. Vita Authority can now be found at GNC retail stores as well as other retailers nationwide and has gone international in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Panama, the Caribbean, and Africa. For more information about Vita Authority and our commitment to promoting women's health, wellness, and active lifestyles, please visit www.vitauthority.com. And for all the listeners of the Style and Conversation podcast, you will receive 15% off of their entire collection when you use the code Styled by Jess. That is STYLEDBYJESS. I can't say enough good things about these products. And so I'm very happy to have them as a sponsor for this first season. So about some of the challenges that you faced in terms of, like, with supplies and things of that nature, what are some other things that you can share with us that surprised you once you launched your line that you were like, oh, this is a thing? Like, I'm overcoming this, but okay.
Well, you know what? The one story I would love to share is really mm-hmm. to highlight knowing when to say no, like knowing when to say no, like I'm not ready for XYZ. So some years back, I was offered to be a part of Allure's beauty box, right?
Oh,
And when I was offered to be a part of that, which sounds like an amazing opportunity, okay? Which it is, you know, I'm not going to say sounds like. It is an amazing opportunity. To have your product in something that large is crazy. And I want to say it was around, again, maybe the 2015-16 mark. Well, that area was a good time. Now that I think about it. Like, it was, to say I just launched in 14, but I did have PR. So that's why, you know, during that time. So it was, they needed 40,000 of my rose and lavender toner. I believe that's the toner that they chose. So they want the rose and lavender toner, but in the travel size, because you know, everything in the box is smaller. And I needed 40,000. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, cool. I can figure this out. I can make this work, right? I do the call, I do everything. And instead of me, you know, long story short, because it could be a long story. Instead of me saying that initially, listen, I can't afford to do this. Like, I can't afford to do this. I should have initially said that. But if anybody know me, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a doer, not a thinker, and I'm a manifestor, baby. I'm going to be like, I'm going to figure this out. Like, I'm going to find a way. And normally, I can find a way. So mm-hmm. it works. But the problem was the deadline. As well as not knowing that, and this is something that you all can, you know. And honestly, yeah, I didn't sign no NDA, so it's fine. Because I was like, well, look, maybe I shouldn't have said the name, but you know what? It's fine. I already said it. Yeah. Not knowing that these brands or that beauty box actually offered to give me 50, it was a 50 cent or a dollar. It might have been 50 cent towards each bottle, right? You could have gave me $20,000 to get this done, and I could have gotten it done had you given me the but right. when they told me, because the thing is, I had to contact them and be like, baby, I got to pull out. And that was a very hard phone call to call Allure and be like, I have to pull out. I cannot do this, you know, but again, I am that person. Like, I am a person that will tell you I can't do something. I don't know something. Like, I'm never going to pretend like something, you know, I'm not who I am. Like, I'm authentic across the board. Now, at the time, like I say, I thought I could because mm-hmm. investors and things, but I didn't realize how long investors take sometimes. So there's a few lessons here. How long investors take to respond, you know, or make choices, because the thing is, you need them. So you're on their time. So when you're looking for investors for things, don't do it when you're in a time crunch. Do it you know, because they're gonna have to have time to make a decision. They're gonna have to have time to go over things. Like, I don't know what it is, but girl, they was taking forever. That's all I know. They was taking forever to respond, and time was going by. And I'm like, I already don't have that much time to get this done. But by the time I contacted them on something, because I kept kind of getting a runaround with the investors, so that really was the problem. It's not that I couldn't get it done. I just, they were taking too long. Okay, it's like, come on, like, let's go. So by the time I contacted Allure and was like, hey, I have to pull out. And they were like, why? And so I told them why. I mean, I'm honest. So I'm like, hey, I had some investors. They're not sending no money. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't order the things for my stuff to get this going. And so they're like, okay, well, we can give you 50 cents per bottle. Wait, what? But the problem was, but we need it here by the end of the month. I think I had like less than a month to get 40,000 bottles. There was no way. There was no way. So with that being said, that was my lesson. Lesson number one, don't go to investors if you have a timeline, like a, like an actual, you know, date that you need. Like, let them take their time and just do whatever they need to do. But also too, when you're offered to be in such a huge beauty box like that, ask them if they're offering any money towards your product. Because keep in mind, that stuff was coming out of my pocket. 40,000 bottles, I was willing to, you know, take that loss to get the product out to their 40,000 subscribers, you know. So I was willing to do that as an investment, but not knowing they will pay you something towards it. You know, even if it's not the full amount of what your product is, having $20,000 to get that fulfilled, I could have absolutely gotten it done with $20,000. Absolutely. Easy. You know, so, but learning those things, of course, in the time frame at the last second, I was like, they was like, will that help? Absolutely, but I don't have the manpower to get that done. Like, I just don't. Yeah. You know, there's no way I can get this done in 3.5 weeks. I pour this by hand. Like, I don't have machines. You know, like,
that's what I was thinking when you said it. I'm like, wow, and you're a one-woman operation, so.
And I have a, don't get me wrong, I have a community. People will absolutely have been around the clock helping me do this, but mm-hmm. at that moment, I knew my lesson was to tell, like, was to be able to say, hey, I can't do this. Like, you have to mm-hmm. be willing to understand what you can't do and say no. You have to. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be willing to turn certain things down in a sense of, like, I'm not ready for that, you know, and mm-hmm. be okay with it, because you still have to give yourself the, you know, the recognition or the congratulations of the fact that you're doing so well that you are even recognized by such a huge brand to want to put your, where, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. take the blessing for what it is. You were recognized in that manner. You were able to see that. They sent me the mock-up. I still have it, of the ad that was going to go in the magazine, like, with my product sitting with, like, so I have the visual. I can still do it, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure I can revisit it at some point. But all of that to say, like, know when to say no mm-hmm. and understand, you know, even as a small brand, they will pay you for your stuff. Like, don't think you have to do everything for free either. And if you can't afford some, just tell them, and maybe they'll just offer the money to you up front. Like, I wish they would have did me. Like, had y'all told me that, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even have to bother with investors. I could have just, you know. But yeah, that's one of my stories.
No, that's a really good lesson. And again, that's not information I would have had, you know. So I'm glad that you shared that. So I want to ask, like, what advice would you give an entrepreneur who has a vision or has thoughts about starting their own skincare line?
Do it. I don't care what the vision is. I don't care what business you're starting. Literally mm-hmm. just do it. So again, for the third time, it's the last time I say, I'm going to do another thing. I don't think anything mm-hmm. through. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I come up with a plan, if I come up with an idea, I'm going to just try the idea. And if mm-hmm. it fails, I'll pivot it, or I'll take what works, and whatever don't, we throw it to the side and we'll find another way to make this work. But just do it. Do not wait. Don't worry about having the perfect whatever. There is no perfect nothing. Like, there, nothing is perfect. Just put it out there. I launched Andrell's with 2 products, literally a cleanser and a moisturizer. That's it. I didn't have any startup money. I still, till this day, have never had investors, business loans, nothing. All of the stuff I've done pretty much on my own versus outside of, honestly, me relaunching Andrell's because someone sold the seed into Andrell's. And it wasn't a very high seed, but it was a good amount for me to get started, you know?
Right.
But the point is that even in that situation, and honestly, when I say sold the seed, I mean, literally, I didn't even ask for nothing. The girl just sent it and was like, can you please get this back started here? Like, she's like, what you need? I was like, I would need at least this. I was like, really, the only thing is just money, because, you know, I got all the stuff to get it back going, because I do everything on my own. So I don't need anything else outside of just having ingredients and packaging. Like, that's it. And so I was like, I need like this amount of money. And she literally was like, your Cash App the same? Because obviously this is a friend. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'm like, what is she? She's texting me like 10 o'clock at night. Girl, what are you talking about? Like, what is happening? And so she texted me back. She's like, I just sent you half. She was like, at least they'll get halfway to your goal. I was like, girl, I will do what I need to do with the half you sent me. Watch me work. And that's how I literally took her half and was like, I'm going to make it work from here. Don't worry about it. And so that's how we got it back started. But I've never, like, even when I first launched, I did pre-orders mm-hmm. first, took that money, made a little bit, because I had like very few ingredients still in stock, because again, I was just making the product anyway, so whatever. Mm-hmm. I had very few ingredients. I took pre-orders. The pre-orders helped to give me a little cushion. So by the time I got the product out, I had a cushion, I reinvested that, and it just kept being like that type of cycle. So don't let nothing stop you from just moving forward and just going with your idea. If you have to launch one thing, you could always expand later. I ended up with 60 products off 2. I ended up with 60. I launched like a few months after I launched, people loved the stuff so much. Of course, they started asking about other things. Do you have toners? Do you do serums? Do you do masks? Do you do scrubs? Can you do... And so it turned into 25 products, because at that point I'm selling well with just cleansers and the moisturizer. Like, and then 25 products turned into 60 products, and then 60 turned into 40, because I was like, this is insane. Take some of this stuff off. Like, why am I doing so much? You know, but I got comfortable at the 40 mark because, and I turned it from skincare to skincare and wellness because I am a clinical herbalist. So I started making teas and tinctures too. So that's kind of what, you know, got it to even bigger, you know, even more products. So yeah, but just do it, like literally do it. Don't think, if you think too long, it won't happen. Don't think yourself out of success. Don't fear failure, because honestly, you know, and there's a lot of people who, not even say fear, don't fear success. Because if you fear failure, you succeed. Don't fear success, because a lot of people fear success because it's like you're thinking you're going to fail. It's like, no, you're not going to fail. Because if you do nothing, you're already where you're at if you failed anyway. So what difference does it make? Just take the chance. Like, you're at ground zero anyway. So just go forward with what you want to do. At least try it. Like, just try it. Like, what's going to happen if you fail? Like, you're still at point A. So, okay, you just where you was.
So, when are you writing this book? When are you starting your TED Talks? Let me know, and I'll be there. And I'm very serious.
No, I listen, speak it for me, because I've actually recently been saying I need to be on social media just talking more. You know, I really need to talk more on so, because I don't care for creating content. I'm really, you know, I am that millennial girl. Yes, I'm in my 40s. Like I don't care to create the content because it's so much dang on work. It's so much work. But I know I have a wealth of like information in my brain. I know how I think other people will motivate other people. Like, I understand that. And that's, it's so funny that you said that. I literally just was telling myself this like last week, like I need to be more active on social media and really just giving just random business tips, because I'm actually just good at it. I really am. I'm good at it. I'm good at taking people's ideas and telling them how they can monetize them. You can give me any skill that you have, and I promise you, I can come up with a way that you can make money from it. Like, I promise you, I do it all the time for free. Like, people call me all the time just to talk about things. So why not help the masses for free? I'm doing it anyway. What difference does it make? So I'm glad you said that. Cause yes. Okay.
Your gift soon will make room for you.
That's the answer. And you're like, when? Soon.
Yes.
Soon.
Trust me.
We're going to get that going.
Your gift is going to continue to make room for you. And I'm just happy to be able to witness it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So I have just a few more questions for you. So I want to ask you, what have been some of the greatest joys that launching your own line have brought you?
The greatest joys? Oh, freedom. Mm-hmm. Time freedom. No, like seriously. Being able to take my kids on like 4 vacations in 1 year, I think that was like 22, 21, whatever it was. You know, being able to get them to see what you can do, things, a lot of things, if you just take a chance, you know? Yeah. Like, more than anything, it's just the freedom, the ability to not have a schedule, like a set schedule, you know, a clock in, clock out time, even though I probably should give myself one just personally, because my Gemini brain be all over the place, girl. I don't want to do the same thing twice. Like, what is happening? But, you know, like, just, it's really the time freedom. My main goal in life is to have peace. That's it. I'm not even looking for anything in particular. And I can say that as a non-billionaire, because I know a lot of people be like, yeah, you say that because you got money. I don't have money like that. So, you know, when I look at the rich people, be like, of course, peace and time is great. No, seriously. Like, that's all I look for. I can absolutely, if I
wealth is a mindset.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a mindset.
It is. You know, like
yes, you can measure it fiscally, but it's also your mindset.
It is. Like, that's what I want. Like, granted, the only reason we're out here looking for money anyway is because we have to have it to live. Like, other than that, I wouldn't even care. Like, most of us would not care.
Yes.
Most of us would not care.
That's real.
You know? But I love the freedom. I love the peace of mind. The fact that I don't have to worry about if I'm getting fired today.
You
know,
I love that.
My boss have an attitude today. Do I have an attitude today? I am my boss. I'm, whatever. No. So yeah, it's really the freedom. It's the peace of mind that the time freedom brings.
I love that for you. I'm getting so much. No, I really do, and I know there's women that are listening and just people that have envisioned that for themselves, and they're going to resonate with this. So Don't think this is going to
return. For my women listening, please, please, please enter your selfish error now. Enter mm-hmm. your selfish error right now. And what I mean by that is, because I am a parent too. I'm a mom, so mm-hmm. I get it. I know everybody's like, how do you, because that's one of the main questions I get a lot. How do you balance having kids mm-hmm. and doing like a successful business? You just do. Like, honestly, yeah. if we stop overthinking, we'll get a lot more. We'll be a lot happier. That's you just true. Do. So if you, need it. To have time to yourself, have time to yourself. Mm-hmm. Schedule it however you need to do it. You know, people are like, oh, but my kids are always under me. Baby, but when your kids don't want to be bothered, guess where they go? In their room and close the door. Tell your child you don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. How about that? Because they'll ignore you at any time of the day. They don't care about the fact that you want to talk right now. Mama, I don't want to talk. I'm playing the game. I got my headset on. Like, whatever. I'm reading a book. I don't want to be bothered. You too can be your child. You don't be bothered either. Because how they want the boundary, set the boundary for yourself. And if they don't want to respect the boundary, guess what? When they want their alone time, you go your butt in there and sit next to them and aggravate them too. So they can understand. Because I love teaching a lesson. Oh, that's what we're doing? Say less. I'll be there. I'll be right in your room. Sitting right next to you, playing with your hair, doing all the little things while you FaceTiming your friend. You want to act as okay, cool, me too. We all do, because you have to, like, we have to teach people how to treat us, spouses, children, family, friends. We have to teach them how to treat us. But if we don't treat ourselves well, how do we expect somebody else to treat us well? If you don't make yourself a priority, who else gonna make you a priority? What?
Crystal, I love you.
Time, girl. I'm telling you, my TED Talk will be lit. I promise you.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Please let me know, and I will tell her, and I will be there, front and center. Let me know. It'll be on the calendar. I will be there with pom poms, like ready to go.
Take that time. I'm telling you. Look, you could have me back. We can talk a whole different topic. I got.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. Trust me. The wheels are turning. I feel like we're gonna do this. Trust me, we'll talk offline, but I feel some things coming.
We got some. We want to brew something up.
I know. Okay, I want to ask you, what do you want the legacy of Andrell's to be?
Girl, that's one I probably haven't really thought about yet. I'm not gonna lie. I just want it to honestly be what it is for my customers, for everybody. Like, I just want people to understand that you can actually have confidence in your skin through very minimal ingredient products. You can, like, I just want the legacy. I just want it to be known as such a simple, clean, but effective line. Like, I'm about results. I don't care about the fluff. I don't care about the extra stuff. Like, I just want the results. Like, if the people can get the results that they want, I just want to build confidence to the world. Like, that's it. I just want to bring everybody confidence, because we already know when our skin is on point, baby, our confidence is through the roof. I don't care who you are, what gender you are, I don't care about any of that. If your skin is clear and healthy to you, like whatever that looks like to you, your confidence is through the roof. Period. That's why people wear makeup. That's why people get their hair done. Like, when you look good, you feel good. And if your actual natural skin can be what you want it to be, confidence through the roof. If I could bring that to everybody, that's what I want Andrell's to be known for. Like, literally delivering confidence to every person that touches it, every single body. Like, that's what I want. I would love that.
You're already doing that. You're already setting the stage.
I am. I just got to touch a whole lot more people. You know, I've shipped to different countries, so I can't say I haven't. But you know, I just want to just keep trickling out there, y'all. Like, hey, share it. You know,
no, it's coming, girlfriend. It's coming. Okay, so you know the title of the podcast is Style and Conversation. So I've always close out by asking my guests one style related question. So I want to ask you, what has been your favorite 2024 summer trend?
You know, mine honestly has been the wide leg pants. Like, something about, especially the wide leg cargos. Like, girl, they are giving. It's bringing me back to the 90s a little bit. You know, and you know that's my time. You know, so
I know.
Or to sit, you know, like, you know, nicely fit perfectly on the waist and just wide leg it out. It looks cute with a sneaker all heel. Like, I love it, because you could dress it up, dress it down. Like, I think it's so cute. I'm all for that. You can wear it with a crop shirt and it's cute. You can wear it with a sweater. It's cute. Like, the wide leg jean, the wide leg cargo trend coming back. I'm here for it. That's my favorite for sure.
I love it too. And I can see that on you, especially like the cargo jeans.
Yes,
like, right. Any I've seen that I know would be so cute on you, like the light wash for summer.
I ain't got none. I know. I need to go order some. I don't know. I do have some really, really cute olive green.
I have some really cute
olive green pants, though. I just don't have the jeans. But the pants I do have, you know. And okay. I love a cargo jogger. I used to. That's not in them. I don't want the joggers. I want the wide leg pants. stops perfectly because I'm short. So that's another thing. I always have to cut my pants.
I do, too. Wait, how tall are you?
You're not going to believe me if I tell you. 4'11".
Crystal, I'm
no one thinks I'm that short. No one thinks I'm that short. I don't know why. Everyone thinks
I think you were taller than me.
No, it's my personality. People think I'm tall because of my personality. I swear. Every time someone meets me that know me from online, they're like, "Oh my god, you're so tiny." I'm like, "Yeah, it's my personality. I'm not that tall."
Yeah. Oh, I can relate. I have a pair. I'm gonna find where I sent them. I'm gonna go back in my emails, and then I've seen a couple like black-owned boutiques have them. I'm gonna send you some links for some.
Please do. Please do. Especially if I don't have to cut them.
Yeah. Yes. Because y'all, she has a beautiful figure. So they'll be really cute.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so they'll be really cute.
Yeah, send them to me, please.
So I want to ask you, tell everyone if there are any like upcoming projects, like new products, anything that you want to share with everyone, and then tell everyone where they can keep up with you and your line.
Okay. So new projects. I actually just reached out to this company called The Freeway. It's on Instagram. It's THE_FRWY. So it's not like spelled out all the way, but they do PR, and we're coming up with a campaign for the relaunch. So that's the current project right now. Now this girl's creative, her name is Erin Freeman, where The Freeway comes in, but her creative brain is so intense, and I love it. We're both air signs. I don't know if y'all can tell, but I'm very much into like astrology and stuff. But she has come up with these concepts. We actually have a schedule call tomorrow of so many things happening. So I'm gonna give y'all a little tidbit, but she'll probably be mad. So I'm gonna give you a little snippet, but it's gonna be very much some kind of way she wants multiple videos to end up coming together to where it's almost like the launch, it'll be viewed in like a movie theater. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't give too much because I know she's gonna be like, "I know you ain't telling these people my idea," but yeah, it's just the way she puts things together in her brain, like, it's so good, and I'm so excited to work with her. So I'm excited for y'all to see what she comes up with and what the end result looks like, because I'm pretty certain I'm gonna have to end up popping out multiple videos messing with her to get to one big main thing, because I know how she is. She likes cookie crumbs. She likes dropping crumbs, like, that's her thing. So that's coming up soon. I mean, obviously this podcast episode was my first since the launch. This is my first project since the launch, you know, since we just launched 3 days ago, or relaunch. So yeah, there's that. But outside of that, it's just, you know, I have a lot of things that I just want to put out, period. I want to be more active. I want to be more active with showing usage of the product. So me using the product, showing you how to use it, what's best, like what partners with what, you know, like just really just giving a lot of back info or just tips with the actual product instead of me just typing it out and making a little cute flyer. Like, no, I want to be more, you know, vocally active, I guess. You know, with video content and things like that. But other than that, I believe that's the only real big project I have is this campaign. Like, I don't know what this girl got on her brain. I must find out tomorrow, like all the details. But yeah, that's it so far. And then of course you all can find me at Shopping Jerrells across all platforms. All platforms are the same as the website. So it's Shopping Jerrells, at Shopping Jerrells on everything, as well as the site, www.shoppingjerrells.com.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that I can get my eye cream again.
Yes.
And thank God for your friend that was just obedient.
I thank God for her every day. Yeah. Like, he's, you know, we've been friends since we was in high school. So we've been friends for a long time. And I'm going to tell you how cool, like, my community is. My dad can get free products. My dad orders from my website. That's why I always look at people sideways when they say they can't do so. Oh, do I have to order from the site? Girl, my daddy ordered from the site. I won't give my dad anything for free.
Yeah,
he won't accept it, but I would, like, you know. But he literally just goes through the processes, and I mail him his product. Like, here you go, you know, whatever. But also to say, like, my community really is that deep, because the girl who sowed the seed placed an order online. Girl, you just gave me money. Why are you, what are you doing? You know I would hand deliver this stuff to you for free. She don't place the order online still. I'm like, why are you ordering product? Of course, you know I'm asking, like, what's going on? But she like,
because you know why? That's what there was a post going around social media like a few years ago about if you know your friend has a business, support like wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? Like, just support them wholeheartedly. Don't be in there like, cuz you got it. No, like, I'm gonna support you. And that's what it should be. And so you should have that. Like, all the good that you put out in the world and continue to put out in the world, you should have that return to you. So I'm happy for you. And I'm believing that this will be a piece of your relaunch. Like, oh, this, yeah, you know, all the listeners
hearing. Oh, for sure. Yeah. This podcast, absolutely. Like, and now, you know, it was like perfect timing. When I say perfect timing, you caught me right at the beginning. And I think it was the perfect platform to do it on. You know, like, your podcast was a really, really good one. We've been, you know, fans of each other for a long time, and we finally get to sit down and really like hash it out on the podcast. So I think that was dope. I really, really appreciate the fact that you thought enough of the business to be like, oh, please let me do your relaunch episode. No, yes.
Bye. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't have had it any other way. And I'm just grateful that you said yes. And, you know, we're willing to come on and just allow us to hear your wisdom and all those things. So
I appreciate it. Thank you,
everyone. I don't know. I feel enlightened and very motivated to go through the rest of my day and just very full of joy. So I thank you for that. And I'm believing that that's what this episode, that's what you'll give others, along with some clear skin, girlfriend.
Yes.
And the code for the listeners, you said it's STY. Yes. So the code for the listeners, you can get 10% off your first purchase from Andrell's is STYLEDBYJESS. And so I'll have that in the description for the episode. And then I'll make sure to share that on social platforms as well. Mm-hmm. And so I just thank you all. Thank you so much, Crystal. And thank you all. This has been another episode of Style and Conversation. And until our next episode, until next Thursday, y'all. Hey, Style Crew. Make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_and_conversation_podcast.